From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia Green Community College is working through some computer issues that may be related to hacking. College President Carl E. Drummer said on February 25th the cause of the technical issues is unclear at this time. Drummer said, and I quote, "We have an investigation going on now, even as we speak, to assess what the causes are," end quote. Drummer said the problem shut down the school's computer service and caused the school's website to go down for a couple of days. Students could not directly access classes, school emails, or the web-based course management system Blackboard through the school's website, but could gain access using a direct link. She said about 90% of the servers are now running and the website has been restored. The computer issues were discovered a week ago, and the college has been working to resolve them since that time. The college is working with some outside consultants to investigate what occurred. Drummer declined to identify the consultants. She said it is unknown if any confidential or personal information was compromised or breached because it is still too early to tell. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ownership of the 19th century African burial ground in Midtown Kingston was transferred February 25th from the Kingston Land Trust to the African American Heritage Group Harambee. The ceremonial deed transfer was held on the property at 157 Pine Street, where the burial ground is located. The Reverend G. Modelli Clark, pastor of the New York Progressive Baptist Church in Kingston, told the roughly 40 people who were on hand to witness the deed transfer, "This is hallowed ground." According to the Kingston Land Trust, the deed contains a conservation easement granted by Harambee to protect the site in perpetuity. The Land Trust said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "This protection ensures that the ancestors buried there will never again be forgotten," end quote. An account by the Land Trust says records about the site date to 1750, when the trustees of Kingston identified a section of the common area outside of the walled settlement to be used as a burial ground for enslaved Africans who at that time were denied church burial. The trust said in the mid-1800s, the land was portioned off into private property and used first as a lumberyard and then as a private residence. Harambee Executive Director Tyrone Wilson said, and I quote, "This is the day that the Lord has made. This land is our ancestors' final resting place, and they can surely rejoice that they are now officially in the care of their own, and we can now create a space of education on their sacrifices that allowed us to be here today," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Thank you all for putting land back into Black hands," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The New York Farm Bureau this week released its agenda for the new year, covering a range of issues, including immigration reforms, improved trade policies, and having a seat at the table in shaping climate change policy. And the pandemic remains a challenge. The Farm Bureau wants broader immigration reforms and is generally supportive of President Joe Biden's immigration plan. That proposal would provide a framework for citizenship for those currently living in the U.S. to gain permanent resident status, but the Bureau would want the measure to go further and address long-term needs of seasonal and year-round farms. The agenda includes a push for including agricultural workers in vaccine distribution in New York. Farm Bureau President David Fisher said, and I quote, "We are making this a priority to expand programs that provide resources and address mental health challenges and opioid addiction in rural communities. Also, we support policies and legislation that provide stress assistance programs to farmers and increase farmer-facing training opportunities. We must work to increase awareness and reduce the stigma of rural mental health issues, end quote. Lauren Williams, the group's director of public policy and national affairs, said the new Biden administration is also bringing a different approach on trade policy, and farms want to ensure their product will still be sold in large foreign markets, including China. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.